All right, welcome to Tyson Friends. I believe episode 30?
I think it's 31.
It is your Chess by Chess podcast, where we're going to talk about the big new thing about how people are cheating in chess now.
Are they?
You guys heard about this?
No,
I have not.
Okay, apparently there's a big thing going around where people are using vibrating anal beads hooked up to a supercomputer that vibrates when you make the correct move.
This did not go the way I thought it would. My goodness.
Yeah. Apparently there's a big thing going online where it's like, they're using these anal beads to cheat in chess now. And I'm like,
to cheat? How does that cheat?
You're controlling it beads?
But look, you guys know about as much as I do.
Tyson, I want to know how you got this, like, searched up. What is to be able to find this
vibrating anal beads.
Tyson.
I want to say I found it on the forum I go to where it was a post about this, and I was like, wait a sec, what? Oh, or dear. It may have just showed up in, like, one of my news feeds or something. I don't know.
I didn't even know what that was.
Oh,
that was
so
a
it,
thing.
Like, sends a message through their butt.
Yeah,
and they're like, okay, I'm not going to make that move then.
I guess what happens is there's some supercomputer that's watching the match somehow, and if you make the right move, it vibrates the anal beads in your butt. Perfect crime, man.
Oh, man.
Wait, so they're, like, on Bluetooth or something?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
It's wireless.
Oh, my goodness.
You don't want a cord coming
wowzers
out of there. That's a dead giveaway.
I just want to know, how do you, like... So what are they going to do now in front of chess? Like, everyone's going to drop their pants. Some guy's going to have to put on the white glove and just,
oof,
you know?
Wow. Well, welcome to the podcast.
We're starting on a positive note.
Yes.
Yeah.
Leave it to Tyson to intro info message.
Well, so
I've been thinking for like a week what I should talk about, and I was like, you know what? I've got to bring up that chess thing.
Okay.
This is episode 30. Last one was in August 29th. It was the 29th episode.
And we don't have Jake today, but I'm here, David.
He might come later for YouTube, but today we're going to kind of try to make it a shorter podcast. I know the recent ones have been like 2 hours, mm-hmm. 2.5, and
yeah,
we just want to do some other stuff, so.
We're going to try to keep it short for some of you guys who...
Yeah.
I was talking to my wife about it. She's like, do you guys really need to do it for 2 hours? I was like, it's just what we do.
Problem is we
just end up going on.
We don't have to, we just do.
Just like this intro as we get off.
Yes,
on
exactly.
Some weird tangent. Yeah.
Yeah.
We get talking about.
But I guess we'll start off with what we've been playing.
Yeah, let's do that.
You want me to go first, I guess?
Yeah, Tyson.
Go ahead.
So let's see, I within the past podcast, I picked up Froggen.
I saw you playing that.
Yeah. It's turning into like a Celeste situation with me where I really enjoyed it at the start, but you know, when I'm dying like 50 times in a level.
I do appreciate it has the kind of the PS2 era graphics, right?
Yeah, the PlayStation era, yeah.
Or even PS1. Yeah.
I love the graphics, everything. It's just
looks like Ape Escape.
Yeah, the problem with it is everything's like set above bottomless pit, so every mistake you make, you're dead. Go back to either the last checkpoint or beginning level, depending on how far you got.
No.
And the game mechanics...
Quality of life improvements are
yeah,
good.
The game mechanics, just I don't feel like hold up to the challenge that they want to do. Mm. It's like it wants all this precision, and it's like, just isn't there.
So it's like a classic platformer almost.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm thinking about doing a YouTube video for it whenever I get back into doing YouTube videos.
I watched... Like, when you were playing it one day on the Switch, I went and clicked on it, and it brought it up on the YouTube, or on the Switch eShop, mm-hmm. and I rewatched the video. I'd seen it a little bit about it before, but...
Yeah, but...
It didn't grab my attention, but it did have a cool, like, PS1, PS2 era aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. One thing I'm hopeful for is, like, in the recent patch notes, even the developers, like, we're hearing your difficulty, and we'll do something about it. So I'm hoping like a month from now, a couple months from now, the game will be better.
Remember when games were launched complete?
Yep. Yeah.
Back in the day.
Because
back in the
they day. Couldn't patch them?
Yep.
There was
couldn't
nothing
patch
to do.
That
you
cartridge.
Had a cartridge.
Yeah. Well, you could. It's just you had to reprint the cartridge.
Yes, exactly.
But back then, games were also a lot easier to make. Didn't take as long.
That's a good point.
So you could spend 8 months making your game.
Yeah, it's true. Once the code gets too big and complicated, there's a lot that can go wrong.
Well, like, the problem with game development now is you have all these people in specializations. Like, you have games where people do nothing but physics, or they do nothing but water. Like, you'll have artists where the only thing they do is, like, clocks. Mm-hmm. You know? It's crazy.
Yeah. Sounds like torture, maybe.
Yep. But then my second game that came out yesterday, well, not really came out yesterday, it's been out for like years, but the Wrath of the Lich King Classic, they relaunched that. Mm-hmm. Been going through that. I don't think I'm going to go as big as I did back when it was, you know, like 2008, 2009.
Are you having fun so far?
Yeah. It's just that...
Bringing back the nostalgias?
For the most part, yeah. It's just that I'm never a big fan of, like, the dungeon and raids in WoW. Plus now with the fact that I can't really see very well. It's like, I don't know if I want to do that content.
What else is there to
do? There's, like, reputations you can do.
Yeah, and then, so there's, like, regular quests. There's a quest line you just go through that's all... Like,
it takes you through the zone.
Through the story, basically, of that expansion.
And then once you hit, like, the max level, there's, like, reputations that...
help you get better items.
You can do daily quests to increase your rep with them, and then that gets you, like David said, better items. But then there's also stuff that they'll add in throughout, you know, as time goes on, like they did originally. Like, there's this Argent tournament that they'll enable.
Yes, that was fun.
Where you can get better gear and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, they had this jousting place. They do dailies so that you can, like, get, yeah, special prizes you can't get any other way.
But, yeah, I think what I'm going to do is just take it easy. Just go through the questing. Go through, like, the daily quest rep grind. And then just buy whatever I need off the auction house. Because I've been looking at it, and like from the crafting gear, the bind on equip gear that drops from like out in the world in the raids, I can pretty much get everything I need. So that's, it's cool. Like,
that'll be fun. Yeah, that was like the heyday of WoW.
Yep, that's like when you and Cammy played.
Yeah, we played. Her brother Rob played, and we tried to go kill the Lich King, and that was fun. Cliff got pissed off.
Yeah.
Because Cammy was throwing, like, paper, or the little, like, Zeppelin back and forth. We're in the middle of the boss fight. She's throwing the Zeppelin across the room. And you guys are, like, trying to explain how to do the fight.
Yep. Nobody's paying attention. Nobody's paying attention. We'll just do it.
We wipe again. Those good times.
Yep.
Yeah, it's fun.
All right. So those are just kind of the two games I've been playing.
Okay.
So whoever wants to go next?
I restarted Zelda Breath of the Wild because I'm excited to... this is like my fourth time playing through it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you did beat it.
I've beaten it, yeah. I never got all the Koroks, but I did everything. In fact, well, I think there's a few more, like, extra side quests that I never did from the expansion.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I got a lot of the special armor from the expansion, and I got all the shrines, and got, I got the three trials. That's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
The third trial of the sword is really hard.
I thought the second one was harder.
Really?
Yeah.
The third one, okay, so you definitely have to, like, Google this, because there's a method to it. Like, you save up, what is it?
You don't want to use your ancient arrows.
Yeah,
so
you save up your ancient arrows until you get to the Lynels, and there's certain places to use them. But yeah, once you die, you die. You know, like, you have to do 24 like little dungeons in a row without dying.
You out bare.
Yeah, you start with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He's just in his undies. So that's hard. But yeah, I don't know why I just wanted to start playing it again, because I'm playing on my OLED Switch, which is like a kind of a new experience.
Do you have an OLED TV at home?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yes. I play on that sometimes, but like, there's like, if you play with the faster speed, then it's laggy. Have you ever played on a...
Oh, yeah.
You have to put on game mode.
You have to set it to game mode.
Yeah, it's...
Because the refresh rate.
I like the smoothness, but I don't like the lag. It's in the response from the controller. Mm-hmm. I hate that. So I just turn that off. And.
Are we recording, Tyson?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
But, like, it's been fun. I've just been playing that because it's, like I said, the sound is better on this OLED, and it's just...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Everything is...
The sound boost.
The screen's bigger, and... man,
the colors.
Everything's just a lot better.
Yeah, I'm hoping they release a Zelda one.
That's Zelda OLED?
Yeah. Because I still am trying to save up for it. Mm-hmm. Plus, Christmas is coming up, and I usually use my plasma fund for Christmas gifts.
So what's the expectation with how... What would an OLED...
It'll be just Zelda? An OLED, but it's going to have Zelda on it.
So it's going to have, Zelda Joy-Cons?
Prints or? And stuff. Yeah, that's the idea. Because they've done it with Pokemon, the new Pokemon game coming out in November. They've already announced they're doing an OLED version just for that. But Pokemon's huge, right?
Mm-hmm. And then, a few people play it, yeah.
Yeah, a few people. And then they're also doing... they already did Splatoon 3 version. Mm. But those two are... Those are big... like franchises in Japan especially, that's a huge one. So I'm thinking, well, what's their next big one? Zelda's the next big one.
Like, they're going to do those. Zelda's bigger, in my opinion.
I'm thinking they're just kicking these out. I'm thinking they might do a Zelda one, so I'll at least hold out until...
Yeah, I don't know what it was. Like, I went to a friend's house and saw this sitting there, and then I was like, can I play that?
Yeah.
And I played it, and then like the next day I bought this.
I mean, I know everybody who has an OLED, they like it better. And they think it's worth it.
Because he had a regular Switch.
Like,
and then all of a sudden,
Jared loves his OLED.
He had this one. And I'm like, so you traded out your old Switch? And he's like, yeah. I figured, why not? And I'm like, man, I should do that. So I went home and did it.
Yeah, we thought of trading ours out. I would like to keep it.
Yeah, because, I wanted to keep it. But then I wanted $200+ to put towards this. And so, and I didn't need a third Switch. I mean, my kids would probably like that. But then there would be more fighting and... then I would just have to hide another Switch and put more. It'd be kind of a pain to manage those. Because then I'm the administrator of three Switches now. You know, I like to keep that. I also have to manage 6 iPhones in my house and 7 TVs. And, you know, I'm just the administrator to a lot of devices.
You just need to, you know, delegate that to somebody else. Just hire somebody to take
care
of it.
No one in
my
family is tech savvy. Michael, my oldest, is kind of.
I mean,
stuff.
iPhones lend themselves well to that, right?
There's the screen time.
Not as much tech savviness to them.
Screen,
as
but
Android-ish.
But like, you have to set them up and make sure that they're under those rules, and like, you got to check them too. Like, I can see how much time my son is spending on each app, and I can limit his time for each app. And it's kind of cool. I tell him every day. I'm like, you spent like 9 hours on your phone. And he's like, it's a lie. He always says, it's a lie. And I'm like, no, that's not a lie.
No, that
he's like, well, it
lie.
Counts your, it counts the idle time. I'm like, yeah, that's the time your screen was on.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't know if you're looking at it or not.
Yeah.
How's it supposed to know if your eyeballs are looking there?
I liked the Wii U. It used to track that kind of stuff really well. It'd tell you which games you played for exactly how long.
The Switch
It had a graph. No. The Switch only rounds it to the nearest 5 hours. And it's not, like, super exact.
Well, I mean, like, every day it has a report. I see the report.
Switch. Oh, you have the parental control.
Yeah, the parental controls report.
Okay.
I have them on mine. This one, I just set it up so I can see the report. But I don't set up restrictions for myself.
I used to use that.
But then I can switch between my Switch and the family Switch and see what they've been doing. And I don't know. I have limits anyways, because I set on like weekend days, they get to play it for like 5 hours, I think I set. And then weeknights is like 3 hours. Weekdays. Maybe 2.
You're like school days, 12
hours.
Yeah,
because I'm like, no, you guys can't... But the thing I don't like about the Switch parental controls is once you unlock it, the time, then it stays unlocked indefinitely. And Wesley's figured this out, my second oldest. So he'll get me to unlock it, and he's like, please let me play. And then he'll play. He played it all night once. He played NBA all night. And he was, like, tired and sick the next day. I'm like, okay, what were you doing? Michael's like, he was up all night playing NBA 2K.
I've done that once with Zelda.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's a kid, so it. Jeez, that'd be. I'd want to do that. I were a kid.
That's what we did.
You'd get
kids.
Away more with that, but it was a school night.
Yeah, it's bad when it's a school night.
But
what else you been playing? More Diablo.
Diablo 2, but like I kind of slowed down on that for a while. But then they came out with this patch, and I want to see it because there's like these terror zones apparently. they want to make it easier for people to level up and get to like level 99, because it's like this impossible feat.
It's not really impossible.
I know, but you have to like invest some years of your life into that.
Just
not years, that's exaggerating, but like to do it, it takes a lot. So they want to make it easier to find better loot and to get to 99, because it's like each ladder season is a race to 99, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like people, they want to give other people a chance to get to these leaderboards. And I guess these terror zones are going to make it so like you have like really strong monsters, and it'll warn you if like you're in a terror zone. I haven't seen it yet. I wanted to see it, but then never got to a place that was terrorized. So you have to have your character pass Bale the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Normal mode. So I guess I'm just going to have to play it more. Let's see, what else?
Nothing else.
I don't know. I tried to start playing Hollow Knight again. And I was having some fun with it, but I like started a new game. But then I was like, ugh, there's so much to do in this.
It gets hard, yeah.
I remember when Justin played that over here that one night, and you got so mad.
It's a big game, too.
I think I could go back and play it, but like, I don't know. I have to be in the mood to be mm-hmm. ready to die a lot. You know, and like playing Celeste could get you prepped for that, because you die a lot in Celeste. But
Celeste at least puts you right back next to where you were.
That's my biggest gripe about Hollow Knight, is that you're all the way back yonder. And I tried it again, like, I started at my save point. I didn't go to that boss, but like I collected all this money, and then someone killed me. And because you're rusty, you know? And mm-hmm. like it was just some regular monster. It was like one of those big fat dudes. I don't remember what they're called, but have a big old sword. And I forgot how to fight him.
Yeah.
You get used to like what these guys' pattern is.
Mm-hmm. And that's the name of those games. I mean, you just have to keep repeating until you get it right.
Right. My kids, I'll tell you what my kids are playing lately is Cuphead. Mm-hmm. They love that game.
Cool.
It's kind of, I don't know, it kind of reminds me of a sort of Hollow Knight feel. Because it's a platformer 2D, and you can play it two players.
Well, it's kind of a run and gun.
Yeah, it's a run and gun.
I like the art style.
Yeah, it's super cool, like cartoony art and animation. I love it. But it was super hard. They mm-hmm. couldn't even beat the first level. And then all of a sudden they were getting better, and next I come back and watch them, and they're like really good at it. Because they just keep wanting to play it. I didn't think they would keep wanting to play it. You know how sometimes you buy a game for your kids and they just get bored of it really quick?
Yep.
I thought it would be like that, but they kept wanting to play it, and I haven't even tried it. I mean, I played it for a minute with them, and I'm like, this is kind of hard.
Oh, mm-hmm. it's very
difficult. It's a very hard game.
I've wanted to play it, but the difficulty has been
just turning me off. Yeah, it sort of pushes me away. I'm like, you know, I liked Hollow Knight because I was in love with the style.
Well, it reminds me of an old...
I also don't know if I would be that invested.
Like a 50s cartoon.
It reminds me of an old, like, but it reminds me of like a classic NES game that was hard. Mm-hmm. That you just got used to being hard.
Like Mickey's Magical Quest.
And you just, you learned the routines because your power went off all the time and you couldn't save. So you just started the game over again.
Yeah.
So you got really good at those levels, like Battletoads level 3.
Nobody got past like level 3.
We did.
No,
all
you guys
the
were,
time.
It was
that feeling that they're trying to repeat
it was
days,
just a dream of you guys beating
it over
level 3.
Yeah, it's like so hard, but like the only people who are passing those levels are kids with buttloads of time on their hands. The adults can't do it because we're like, I'm not going to invest all this time trying to repeat this. I got work to do.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, those are the only things I'm doing, and I'm really excited about Breath of the Wild too.
Tears of the Kingdom.
Tears of the Kingdom.
We'll talk about that more later.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
But
go ahead.
So I was playing, since the last podcast till now, I moved past Immortals Fenyx Rising, the first DLC, I beat that.
Oh, yeah.
And then I beat the second DLC, which is really good.
Congrats.
The second one is a lot like
the original
Immortals Fenyx Rising.
Oh,
but you are in this Asian setting, and you're a man. You don't get to customize yourself. And you have much of the same abilities,
so
but
like
they don't take them away
entirely.
It's a whole different story, yeah. But
so
it's,
how
it's,
is it related?
It's
to...
It's involving basically what it is. You know, in Immortals Fenyx Rising, you have four zones, and and one for each god, and then you've got the center fight zone. Yeah. The same kind of thing, but they just do two zones. And it's
so
it's in like a god? Yin-yang sign. You aren't a god, but you are interacting with the gods. Just like just like an Immortals Phoenix.
And is Phoenix like in it? Is she like become a god at
that point? No, she has like it's completely detached story, which is kind of cool.
But it has like Zeus and all these people in it? Or?
No, it's Asian mythology. Oh, it's Chinese mythology.
That's right, okay, okay.
So, they actually have only two gods from Chinese mythology, and I don't remember their names now, but it was fun. It was good.
That sounds like a fun game.
The third one I got into, and it's like a top-down Diablo look.
Yeah, yeah, you're telling me this.
It's actually, it feels a lot like Champions of Norrath or Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance, where it's got that perspective.
Yeah.
And I was doing really good, like moving along. The resources you collect are offerings to altars, so you can save your game and you can fast travel, you can upgrade your stuff that way. But it's like at an altar. And you're a brand new character, and Phoenix is helping you. She's like guiding you and stuff. The problem is, I was like, okay, we're just following what I thought was the storyline. And I got to this incredibly difficult part, and I played it again a couple times, and I was like, I must be doing something wrong, because like, I don't know how I'm going to get past that part. So I might... Well,
that doesn't happen to you very often. It happens to me a lot.
I'll have to look up what I'm doing wrong. But
you kind of got bored of that.
What happened is, the Nintendo Direct came, and they announced that they were going to release a demo for Harvestella, one of the farming sims. But I've had my eye on that one. It's a Square Enix game. It comes out November 4th. And it's like an RPG farming sim. I don't know if you saw that one, Tyson. Does that ring a bell to you? Harvestella?
I saw it on the Direct, yeah.
Yeah. Harvestella. So, basically, there's a lot of problems with it, but I think I'll be picking it up.
Harvestella.
Eventually. And you basically, you farm, but it's also got an RPG story with it.
So it's like a Civ type of thing going on?
No.
No.
No. It's more like just Animal farming. Crossing meets an RPG, basically.
Okay.
And it's pretty fun. Like, you can get the demo, and it saves your progress to the full game.
This is out already?
The demo is.
Oh, okay.
And you can carry over your progress, similar to, like, Dragon Quest XI-S.
With the demo to the full game?
Yeah. That one lets you play for like 10 hours.
Yeah, it's crazy how long that demo is.
Yeah, you should download it.
That'd be like
it's
almost
one of the best RPGs you'll ever play, in my opinion.
Is it like classic RPG
turn-based? Yeah, it's got a very classic... It's turn-based, but you can still have this kind of interactive look to it.
Like almost Tyson like a Vagrant Story type of graphics.
Tyson played it on the PC, he loved it.
It looked kind of like Vagrant Story
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I would have gave that game a 9 out of 10 if it ended in the first act. Like, man, that first act was so great.
It was good, huh?
And then act 2 and 3, I felt, kind of went downhill a little bit. Because you're just retreading the, the old ground again.
They want you to feel like, oh, everything's lost. But, yeah.
But it was an amazing RPG.
Yeah, it's very good. It's very
Dragon
true to
Quest.
The last,
which one was that again?
11, Dragon Quest S. 11.
11.
Yeah, the one on the Switch is called S, and it actually is for,
I think I downloaded the demo
special.
Of that one.
It's not necessarily for Switch. It's just like souped up version. It has a full orchestral soundtrack. And they let you go into classic mode where you can have like the top down 2D look. If you want to play the whole game that way, you can.
Top
so it's basically two games in one. Like one's the top down old school RPG perspective and the other one is all nice and souped up graphics. Anyway, Harvestella, pretty fun. What I didn't like is, okay, so you get to select your character model at the beginning. It says, do you want to be male, female, or non-binary? I'm like, okay, I'll be male. So I go in, and you have two styles to choose from for your gender, or your character model in general has two styles. And out of those two styles, you have four different shades of skin you can choose. Both look very feminine. And, like, I was looking between the two, and I'm like, I can't tell. Do they not have a man in here? But you look closer, and one of them's got a little broader shoulders, a wider stance. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll pick that one. And then it lets you pick your voice. You can be more of a masculine or a feminine voice. But you're wearing the exact same clothes. So you're wearing like these high-heeled boots still.
For a guy?
And yeah, and like this like low-cut shirt.
They got the genders and, confused
like,
again?
And I'm like, what? I'm like, I might as well just select a girl. So I went through the whole game, the demo, and played as a boy, you know?
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, I'm just going to start over. I let my daughter pick the character model of the girl. Give me the name Rosalina. It was great. I had pink eyes and blue hair. Picked the girl. And I had fun playing through it again.
That's it, right?
Yeah, that's do the demo for
Echoes of an Elusive something something.
Echoes of Elusive Age, yes. Very good game.
I'll download the demo.
And then after I was done with that, I felt like, okay, I should go back to Immortals Fenyx Rising again, right? Pick up where I was.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I picked up Subnautica again. I've been playing a lot of Subnautica again.
Subnautica.
Subnautica, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of want to try that.
Because I've already beaten that game, but I'm playing it this time on Freedom mode instead of Survival. In Survival, you have food and water requirements to look out for. Uh-huh. You'll just die over and over again if you don't keep yourself fed and hydrated. And, of course, you have oxygen because you're in the water all the time.
Uh-huh.
And you have health. But I'm playing in freedom mode, so it takes off the food and water requirement. So
you're going back to this game, playing it again. Because you already demolished the game before?
Yeah, I played it for about 50 hours before.
Even the expansion?
I had the sequel, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Because I've seen the bundle for sale before.
Yeah, I played the sequel and beat that, too.
Because I'm kind of curious about that game.
It's really fun. So think like Minecraft, but all nice souped-up graphics. Underwater a lot of the time.
I have fun with Minecraft with my kids. But that's
so your kids would probably like Subnautica because you can do what's called a creative mode.
Oh, they love that. And that's their favorite.
You don't have any requirement. You don't none of the enemies will even attack you. You can go up to the fiercest enemy and they just swim around you.
They love
and there's
creative.
Some scary enemies in that game. I'll tell you, they will give you nightmares. It's nightmare fuel.
Because it's underwater.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
they make
creepy because it's like...
crazy, creepy sounds. And yeah, I love it, though.
Dude, even in Minecraft, sometimes I get scared. Something, you turn around and there's a skeleton right there.
Yeah. Well, I guess you can't try that one because it's not a demo. Anyway, that's what I've been
They
playing.
Should have a demo of that game.
And my daughter's like, oh, I want to play that again. You're making me want to play this again. So she started it up. But she did creative, and she just went right to the final zone and like... the final area where you do the final thing. Because it's fun to just be able to do that.
So, yeah.
That game allows you to go straight there in creative.
I feel like creative, I just can't have fun with that mode. It's just like, I can do anything all of a sudden. Like, I didn't earn any of this. It's just given to me.
Exactly.
I don't like that feel.
Yeah, they give you the ability to craft whatever you want.
It's kind of like turning on God mode all of a sudden.
Well, some people just enjoy the...
I know. I'm not knocking on it.
People like to test bugs,
it's just not for me.
That way.
It's not for me, but I know I get it. Like, some people like that, and that's great. Like, do all your fun explorations and creative stuff. That's fun.
What Subnautica is known for is its story is amazing. Even though it's this, like, Minecraft-type survival game.
Uh-huh. Has a story.
It's a very intellectual, scientific, environmentally conscious story.
Hmm.
You can talk to Brian Nord all about it. He loves it.
He likes that game?
It's one of his top three games, he said.
Huh.
Very, very intriguing. Like, and you don't really have to read all the research materials that come up, but like, basically your computer is still able to work, and it helps you and guides you, but you're kind of alone. You're like finding out that you just are alone.
You're by yourself underwater.
Yeah, you're pretty much by yourself. You're just around all these hostile
Sorry
creatures.
To interrupt, but Shovel Knight Dig?
Oh, yeah.
What is this about?
This DLC. Because
I love SteamWorld Dig.
So,
is this anything?
So Shovel Knight Dig is a brand new game that just came out. It is a...
Isn't it DLC for the original game?
No, it's not DLC. It's a brand
new game.
Because I've
heard some people saying it's DLC.
It's a brand new standalone.
I just want to know what it's like.
And okay. You could look at that as DLC, I guess, but...
It says you steal... Oh, something about loot? Oh.
So it's a brand new, like, top... It's just... It's a roguelike where you just keep digging down.
But, like, what's the goal of the game? Like,
I guess you can... I've heard from people it takes about 3 or 4 hours to beat it.
Oh.
And like any roguelike or roguelite, you just... you'll have to start all over again if you die.
Mm.
But you carry with you some of the currency. I've seen a few reviews on it.
I gotcha.
You can buy the upgrades and keep the upgrades that you gain from that currency. So, and it's a randomly generated pit every time you're going into.
Hmm.
And I've heard it's very difficult, but it's also, yeah, that's what a roguelike is.
I've never played any games like that, but Jake likes that one, the Dead Cells.
Really likes that game. That's definitely a roguelike. I don't usually click with them unless they've been heavily modified, like a lot of people like Hades, because they don't feel like that one's a drag or unfair.
That game, I've been wanting that game. It's been on sale a couple times.
But, I mean, that's it for me on the what I played recently. Do we want to move into the Nintendo Direct?
There was a couple things. You talked about Frogan. You guys talked about Wrath of the Lich King.
Yeah,
a few things like a NVIDIA price reduction that you wanted
to talk about. Well, we can get in, I don't know, before or after the Direct.
Or if we're done with the games.
Yeah, the Direct and the Sony State of Play.
Oh, Nintendo Direct, like, everybody was like, the Switch Pro is going to get announced, it's going to happen.
I never saw that rumor for this one, that's funny.
I saw
that rumor.
Every time, like,
the Switch Pro, we're back on that again.
It's always alive, I know, and well, but I hadn't heard from any of my community of, like, gaming news that people really thought it's going to come out, because I'd heard that rumor a little bit before, because they're like, Zelda can't handle...
Yeah, the Switch can't handle Zelda.
The new Zelda game's graphics.
What are they talking about?
It's because Digital Foundry put that rumor out there, not intentionally even. They're just like, I don't know if the Switch can handle
Digital
this.
Foundry.
And the internet went nuts with that.
Spread
like wildfire. Pro for this, yay!
I find myself not really liking stuff like Digital Foundry anymore.
Yeah.
Just what is Digital Foundry? Sorry for my ignorance.
They just test out games. Well, performance. Basically.
Yeah, the performance, and that's the thing that kills me for it. They're like, oh, this game dropped at 58 frames per second. It's junk.
It's not acceptable to them, but they don't know if that's the
What they
general...
do is they have the little, like, heart rate monitor on the bottom that represents frames per second, and like,
it's overall, like a health meter. Like,
yeah, overall
it's
performance.
It's supposed to represent everyone's
GPU
opinion of what's good and bad.
I just don't like... it's one of those things where they just go too much into graphics.
They just care about performance and graphics and nothing else.
Yeah, that's like their focus of the channel.
I mean, and I just get turned off by a lot of people, like that. But that doesn't make or break a game for a lot.
No. Yeah. Like Subnautica, the worst thing it has is like major pop-in on the Switch. I would love to play it on the PS5 because it's just
Oh,
or
things
over.
Just kind
of
They
don't
appear.
Have any of the cool lighting effects on the Switch.
They
you
have
don't
to
even
dumb
see
that
your
down.
Shadow.
They have it's to like, dumb that down. Same thing with like, Doom. It's the same.
What you run into in that game is there's wreckage all over the place.
Yeah.
And I was literally gliding along in my little vessel, and the wreckage, it appeared right around me, and I got locked in it.
That's funny.
And I had to reload my game. Jeez. It literally warped in around me, and I was like, and I hit the wall, and I was like, what the heck happened? I thought it was like some crazy new creature was getting me or something.
So it kind of became a bug
and
because
I was like,
of it.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the game has some pretty major like bugs. And the Switch version.
Well, it's an indie game, pretty much, right?
They are kind of like an indie developer.
Yeah.
The problem is the term indie developer is so loose.
Yeah, what is that anyway?
It used to just mean a developer who didn't have a publisher.
So it's just like anybody who's not Capcom or one of these major streamlining.
Originally that's what indie was, and then people were like, indie's now like these two-person studios.
Well, and a lot of them call them double A. Now,
I hate those terms.
Double A, triple A.
It's not EA.
There's like
or
quadruple
Blizzard,
A you know. Now.
Triple A is like, you know, that's Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Wild is now quadruple A.
Oh, is it?
Because it's
Nintendo.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, quadruple A is a thing now.
Oh, no.
Quadruple yeah, it's stupid. But like, what's funny
with defining
with the Switch Pro on the Direct, as soon as that didn't happen, everyone's like, Nintendo's just going to announce it before Tears of the Kingdom.
That is crazy to me.
It's like the goalposts just keep
moving.
And
you know, with this recent Nintendo Direct showing that at the end, Tears of the Kingdom trailer, it was short. It was only like 30 seconds long. but it was like people dove into the analyses and stuff that you can see the choppiness on certain spots. I'm like, this is the Switch.
Yeah.
Guys, don't
get, it's going to be about
hyping yourselves up.
I just don't understand why people have to break it. Like this 30-second trailer, why are you breaking it frame by frame?
Well,
you know, there's like there's just nothing there to talk about.
Oh, there's plenty. If you're a fan,
no,
if you're
they're bored
and
they've been waiting for this,
they're going into lore. Like,
what lore? Stuff. It was 30 seconds of
Tyson. I'm a pretty big fan.
This is why.
And so I know what they're talking about.
This is why, like,
but I like that.
I'm looking forward to the game.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to this. I'm not looking forward to the next 6 months
of like. Being drama. Teased with it.
Yeah, of people just being like, this yeah. is breaking
this
down.
That's why I just stay off the internet for it. It's
honestly,
like a movie.
I don't want to see any more right. reveals about it
yep.
until like 2 months before.
It's like
I don't
previous
even
want to
see any
movie.
Other reveals.
Give us a nice
don't.
Gameplay trailer.
I don't even want like, that. Like, with Bayonetta 3, when they show that on the director, like, there's another 8-minute video. I haven't even watched that video.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
I don't want to be spoiled anymore in my games.
That's what Jared just said.
I want to come in new.
Sent me a text that says, get good. 15 weird tips for Hollow Knight noobs.
There you go. Do your research.
He wants me to.
I hate that get good thing. I know I'm saying this a lot, like I hate this, but...
Well, no,
like,
I agree. It's kind of stupid because
it's
there's
the
some
drama.
People who will just never be good enough for Souls-like games.
Well,
and
the
that's
problem...
fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
oh.
not what they want
to
do.
I still have fun with that. I just don't know how to beat that boss, and I'm sure there's a way to do it. Mm-hmm. I probably just need to go to YouTube and try to find out what are people doing to defeat this boss?
I think getting good, really what it breaks down to is how much patience and time do you want to devote to this game?
Is that like a channel? This thing is like get good guy?
No, it's a phrase.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
it's generally a phrase to put somebody down is the whole thing about it. It's like someone's like,
yeah,
I'm having a hard time with that. People are like, get good.
Yeah, it's usually in jest, but yeah, they're basically saying you suck. And you
so it's kind of like a modern like youth thing that they're saying mm-hmm. these days because... A lot of those are going over my head these days. My kids are talking in a different language now. The teenagers all speak in gibberish to me now.
But also,
I'm getting old.
It's all right.
But
but
also with the
I don't care to.
Don't do it.
Also with the direct, like another rumor I heard was the Metroid Prime trilogy.
Yes,
and that didn't happen.
Like, That's happening.
Oh man, but that would be so nice.
I was actually kind of surprised it didn't because so many people said it's for sure coming. Like Jeff Grubb.
It would
be
rad.
He's big in the community, and he's like, "Oh yeah, it'll be here." And Nate the Hate, "Oh yeah, it'll be here."
If it comes,
and then it wasn't.
yeah. If
it comes, great.
I figured Nintendo's going to do it closer to Metroid Prime 4 if it happens.
Yeah. What I think happened is they're like, "Okay, we've got enough content in this, so either we overpack it, which we don't want to do, plus or it's not ready until like holiday next year. So why would we?" Why would we steal the thunder out of all these other games?
Mm-hmm.
The big highlight for me was obviously Tears of the Kingdom,
mm-hmm.
but Pikmin 4 is coming next year.
And they really didn't show anything, which kind of sucks.
But people still analyzed it, Tyson.
Well, here's your Farm Tycoon.
This is why
is that your game, Farm Tycoon?
No.
Oh.
This is why
interested in Harvestella and Fae Farm.
The whole analytic thing just bothered. It's like. It's a CG trailer.
But it's
look
not fun for
it.
You. But that's fun for us and big fans of like everything, the intricacies about it.
I just feel
it's
like
fun.
that just ends up spreading more wrong than rights about the game.
That's why I'm like, okay, when they start out their video going, this is just from my perspective and this is what I think, you know. And then they go from that. Like, I'm happy to hear what they have to say.
You know, it's good. I just hate when people take it like gospel. Like,
yeah.
There's a little bit of choppiness in the demo. It's like, Switch can't handle Zelda
this
anymore.
This is why
can't
I don't. It's
games.
The same kind of method to not watching. Like, you're really looking forward to some movie coming out. Like, I am with.
Movie trailers.
Avatar
2. Yeah.
Really stoked for Avatar 2. But I don't want to see a single trailer or anything. I don't even want to read anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to go into that theater without any like expectations and just watch the movie. And then I can like it for me and not just because someone said they hate it or like it.
Yeah.
Because it affects your judgment.
I made the mistake of Breath of the Wild. The Treehouse, Nintendo, went crazy with their Treehouse presentations on that game. They showed you how to cook. Yeah. They showed you how to do everything. They basically showed you the
whole Great Plateau. They played the whole game on the plateau,
They showed you
yeah.
the whole Great Plateau.
Pretty much.
And then some. And so I was like, I was playing it day one. I'd, you know, been out with Tyson. We got our Switches, came home. I slept for like 3 hours and then fired it up and was starting to play. Was loving it. And Cammy's like, how's it going? Are you enjoying it? I'm like, yeah, but this is all the stuff I've already seen.
You already watched and do all this.
I've already seen all of this. I like knew the route I was going to take around the Great Plateau.
Because you watched that thing so many times.
Because I was like fascinated by it and obsessed. So I'm like, yeah, I need to be careful this time around. I want to go in more blind. Mm-hmm. And it's fun to like theorize. But when Nintendo themselves is showing you the stuff, like they did with Metroid Dread, like, they just kept showing that game. And like revealing stuff like
trying to get
we
people
knew
excited.
Crane was in the game from Nintendo, and it's like, what is this?
Yeah, there's
you
just
know,
a certain
why would
point.
You reveal these things?
Yeah, it's just like there, less is more, you know. Mm-hmm. Get people's appetite, you know, wet, and just move on.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm definitely feeling that way more now. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm like, I'm not complaining that they only showed 30 seconds of Tears of the Kingdom, because what I liked about that is they gave us the title. And they gave us the date of release. And that's
let's
what
just
I was
not
saying.
Hold it back anymore. But I don't think they will this time, because now we've got like the art, we got the name. I don't think they would do that
again.
I think
they've got most of it all worked out, yeah. I feel good about where they're at with it.
Before they pushed it back because they didn't... Oh, shoot. They didn't have a title. They didn't even have artwork. They just called it Breath of the Wild sequel.
Yeah, it was for a long time just Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Wild 2, yeah.
So, like, there was nothing really, like, solidified. So,
oh, yeah. But one other thing, one other highlight from the Nintendo Direct, then we can move on.
Yeah.
Golden Eyes coming to the Nintendo 64.
Yep.
Wait, what?
You didn't see that?
No
you
way!
You didn't see Golden Eyes coming?
Yeah, I wish that Perfect Dark Xbox version would come
so
over there.
So, they're releasing both of them. So
Perfect Dark? And?
No, GoldenEye on the Xbox.
Oh,
but
the original?
It's the souped up version of it. It's like the high graphics, high fidelity, but no online gameplay. But the Switch version is going to have the old crappy one with
Will
online gameplay.
Will the frame rate be improved?
And you'll probably still have the split screen.
I would.
It's terrible.
I'll play it.
I wouldn't expect the frame rate, because it's generally what they're doing is just taking the N64 ROM, and just hacking
I've
in like.
Played.
So you think the frame rate can be improved? Is that what you're saying?
It's possible.
I played.
And I think so too.
I mean, the thing you can do is make the emulator run faster than what the N64 could.
Have you played any of the N64 games on the emulation?
No. I watched Justin play a few.
I think they run faster.
I was trying to think. I played Wave Race, and I was trying to think, did Wave Race run choppier or about the same as what I'm experiencing here? It'd be cool to run them side by side.
Yeah.
Because I remember Wave Race had some crazy, cool water effects.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it still looked just the way I remembered, but I don't think it had slowdown like before.
Not
I think it did have some slowdown in it.
Did you play that one on the online one?
Mm-mm.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, the online version, I didn't notice any slowing. Like, I mean, it's kind of funny because on the some of those emulation ones, they, like, still kept in some of the old slowdown stuff that you see in them. Like, the Super Nintendo games, when they'd have, like, some pop-in or some slowing.
Yeah.
Well, I've played Project 64. You know what that emulator is? I've gotten that configured on my PC. And played like GoldenEye and Perfect Dark, and man, it runs them super smooth. I mean, it doesn't take much.
Dolphin, but that's the GameCube one.
Well, yeah, but your computer is so much more powerful than an N64 was today, right? So
yeah.
So you running Project 64 on there, you can actually tweak some of the configurations to make the graphics process faster. But like, so it's there. They could do that on the Switch if they wanted, but will they? I don't know.
Well, what I have hope in is what we saw with Ocarina of Time. A lot of people tore into that one because the fog effects were different.
Oh, yeah.
They took them away completely.
Right, so it's
so
like,
you could just, like, see into the weird
spots you
shouldn't
able to
have
see.
Been seeing. Like, the Great Deku Tree. You could see them, through, like, over the wall.
Oh,
in
yeah.
the village, fog, you could see, like, the Deku Tree's head.
They added the fog so that you didn't see.
So then they
see...
added back the fog. Oh, and then in the Shadow Link, remember fighting Shadow Link in Ocarina of Time?
Yeah, wasn't the water like
the water
up?
Was jacked, yeah. And so you couldn't even see like reflections. The water was just super crap looking, and people were in outrage about it. So
they fixed
they that. Fixed those things. Yeah, they were able to fix them. So I'm
an
like
old game like that.
Yeah, well,
you need to just make an HD version of that.
They did it
a real one.
Yeah, but I'm saying the online versions can be updated, which is cool. Yeah. And I'm thinking, yeah, we don't have to have the choppy, like, 4 frames per second from GoldenEye that we used to have.
Yeah.
On 4-player split screen. With the proximity mines going off.
Can we not get that game in HD for the Switch?
It will be on the, you know, that's kind of the sad part about it, is only the Xbox version will have that.
Well, I'm talking about Ocarina of Time.
Oh.
You probably could, assuming if Nintendo wanted to do it.
But GoldenEye 2, that would be awesome, because I played Perfect Dark on yours. Like, didn't they remake that, or is that a whole game?
It's on the Xbox Arcade.
It was like a kind of a souped up Perfect Dark version.
Yeah, I have that on the Xbox Arcade. Awesome. It's good. It's full 360.
It's a good game.
They do have like the HD version, I guess you could say, of Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask on the 3DS.
Yes, that's.
Well, it's not really HD.
It's not really HD, but it is like
better textures, better geometry,
and it's fun. I really liked it. It's my new favorite.
I never
version.
Had a DS.
They also made it so you can like click your boots on and off. You remember in the water temple? Yeah. Pause, switch, take your boots off, unpause.
Right. I have Ocarina of Time on the 3DS. It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
My 3DS is my Switch.
No, and
that's
I
what
agree.
It's become.
Like, I feel like they should bring over.
They just need to port over
the
all those
ones,
games. Yeah,
you know?
The Zelda games. Just bring them over. But, like, are people really going to go out and buy 3DSs these days?
No.
You can't.
Right. They're so why like not give us rare. Those games? Are they just going to go waste?
They're bringing over... That was one of the other rumors that we didn't see. Kid Icarus Uprising was supposedly really popular on the 3DS.
Kid Icarus Uprising.
I actually bought it. It's done by Sakurai,
the
creator of Smash Brothers. Hmm. And so it's got a lot of like similar features in it. I didn't really care for it. It had this weird control style with the stylus, and you had to like move it around and...
Kid Icarus was an old NES game. They really didn't do anything with that game ever since.
So, yeah.
Well, they did the NES, and they had, like, a Game Boy version, I think.
So, yeah, the 3DS version's really, like, very stylus heavy. They give you a stand with the game because they want you to have hands free to be able to, like, push buttons and use the stylus only and not have to hold it.
That's a different style of gameplay.
Yeah, so I'm hope, like, they could bring that one over. It was popular, and it would do well, I think. Switch.
Well, let's see what state of play. Where did we cover all that you wanted?
Cause yeah, it was there
well, there's
else?
There's the direct
Sony State of Play.
Yeah, it's just their version of the direct. They showed like God of War, which looked good.
Ragnarok.
The new God of War, and they also had a Bayonetta clone that I'm excited for.
Oh yeah,
Stellar Blade. But then I've heard about the developers of Stellar Blade being kind of a little bit of sexist with their employees.
Oh dear. That kind of stuff comes out of the woodwork, doesn't it, these days?
Yeah, apparently a lot of people were like, well, they're a South Korean developer, so they're like, it's just how it is down
there
from
what
a lot of people say.
Dang.
But apparently they've been letting a lot of their female employees go and removing their work from the game because they're, you know, fighting for, like, female rights.
So all of that
that's messed
effort
up.
Yeah.
And work gone down the drain.
Yep.
They remove their effort from the game. That's so stupid.
Apparently that's what people are saying.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. It's just, again, it's, you know, like you guys were saying, different cultures.
Well, it's wrong.
I mean, in the news, there's been uprising of women in Iran, is it?
Yeah. What happened is one lady got killed. Wasn't it just she
was
wasn't wearing her...
She was beat to death because she wasn't wearing her clothing
Her hijab or whatever it is. Yeah. Apparently they killed her and then lied about it. They're like, oh, she just had a heart attack. It's like, no.
I haven't heard that part.
Yeah,
that's
apparently.
Is it the law for a woman to have to do that?
There it is.
But, like,
but she was
if stand an
up.
American woman went there, she's totally white, you know, like.
Yeah.
They would kill you?
Well, the like this policy police or whatever they're called will get you. Yeah.
They'll be like, you have to cover up your face.
Or
this is only in Iran.
Yeah, but what's
or like certain Middle Eastern
what's
countries.
Weird is like I think it was like in the '60s or '70s, Iran wasn't like that. Huh. It wasn't until like certain people took over, and then, you know,
it just seems like such a weird policy to have, right? Like, what is the purpose behind this thing? What is our goal of it?
Most of it is religious. I get that stuff, but kind of religious, but they use it as control now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's more dominating women.
Yeah,
is the whole thing down there. Because they can tell you to. Is they don't want women to really have rights. Because the people in charge, you know, they're like, woman is an object. And so that's kind of the way the laws go down there.
So sad. Yeah. That's just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, what else? Anything else in there the state was, of play that you liked?
Just really those two, the Bayonetta clone, Stellar Blade, and God of War.
I didn't watch it because I don't have a PlayStation.
It was only like 20 minutes, like probably like a fraction of the direct.
So they don't do a... So E3 is not a thing anymore.
No, it is. It is.
Next year.
Yeah.
They announced. So they're doing it. June 11th.
But during the state of play, like the big rumor was Silent Hill was coming back. Yeah. And Silent Hill didn't show up. But again, that rumor shoots up like every month. Everyone's like, it's going to happen. Konami's going to say something. We're going to see all these reveals. And never happens.
And Konami has been more active as of late, which is kind of cool to see. Instead of just making pachinko machines all the time.
So we have about 10 more minutes left if we're going to stick to our hour long.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what about this N64? People were saying it was terrible. You saw these right...
Oh, yeah. There's the forum I go to, someone was... It was one of those, like, reminiscing threads about the N64.
And people were just dogging on it.
Yeah, people were like, the N64 was never good. And I'm like...
People have this debate between the GameCube and the N64. Which one was better?
We were saying that these people who are, like, trash-talking it, Probably
didn't live through
the N64. They're probably age 20 or 30, maybe, or younger. They just never... Well, they're comparing it to things like the PS4 and 5.
Or are they playing just the Switch Online version?
Maybe that's their first time playing any N64 game, and they're like, what?
Well,
they were dogging on the controller,
too. Yeah, I was reading to Justin. I like the controller. Someone was like, oh, the console was just ass. It didn't have any good games. It's like, no. Which is
not true. Like, the system was very successful.
Yeah.
Did they not realize this? Plus, the online controller, the Switch version of the controller, N64? You can't buy it.
Yeah.
It's completely sold out.
Where are you supposed to get it?
From Nintendo or eBay for like
double the price.
It's double or more. Yeah.
Yeah.
These things didn't mass produce these really.
They say check back later, and I'm like, ugh.
They're just not producing.
I actually have the NES ones, which are great.
Supply and demand, maybe, because not enough people wanted it.
No, it's just...
Lots of people wanted it.
The problem with Nintendo is... One problem with Nintendo is
They underproduce?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the same thing with the NES
Mini. Except
with the
Switch now.
The NES Mini and the SNES Mini. Those were hot items for a long time.
I'm surprised they still haven't kept those going.
Yeah.
But with the N64, like... People who didn't live through it, they just don't understand, like...
They weren't here.
The nostalgia's not there at all.
I don't understand.
Well, they
seeing F-Zero on the demos in Toys R Us.
Well, they don't understand how games like Super Mario 64 set standards at the time.
In Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, Ocarina of Time set standards.
Nothing was that open yet.
GoldenEye. Mm-hmm. Like,
nothing 3D and open like that yet had been done.
Well, there have been, just not that good.
It wasn't that good.
When you go back to it now, you're like, whoa, we have way better.
Even on PC, like, there was nothing that good like 3D like adventure. Think about it.
PC was still doing a lot of like 2D stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or like simulator games or top view or just like it was great for that because point and click, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But like an adventure game, those just have to be played with a controller. And yeah, they nailed it. These people don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
It's groundbreaking, like what it was. I agree that I like the GameCube better because it had less frame rate issues, better graphics.
Well, it was HD for
I
the
loved
first time.
Wind Waker.
Well, it wasn't HD.
Oh, that's right. It was.
I loved Zelda Wind Waker. That was amazing for me. I loved seeing the RE1 remake on there.
That was really good.
They put RE4 on there, which a lot of people fell
in. It was amazing with like the Resident Evil remake, just to see what one hardware generation
did. I need
to just
buy that and play it on the Switch.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was just mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. And Luigi's Mansion was pretty big on that one.
That was a fun game. Super Monkey Ball was fantastic.
Monkey Ball was wonderful.
See, I didn't get to really get into that system because I was on my mission.
I loved Metroid Prime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's the first and second on that.
I've tried to play Metroid Prime 2 several times and I just get bored of it. Like
it is a lot of the same. And so you're not really missing out much. The story's kind of just flat.
If they have a trilogy, mm-hmm. I'll play all three of those.
But like Metroid Prime 1, I can still replay that.
I bought the
so it is HD on the Wii U, sort of.
You know, the Wii U is HD, but you have to go into the Wii menu.
Oh, you play it on your Wii?
Yeah.
So it's a Wii game.
Yeah, so
I have it on my Wii.
You can buy like Wii games on the Wii U, but then you have to launch like a virtual console of the Wii.
Yeah, isn't that store going to shut down eventually? I heard it was rumored to
shut down.
So
I wanted to buy
it. The Wii store's already shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I bought it. Shut down. I bought the trilogy before they shut it down.
But the Wii U store, it's like, I look at that and I'm like, wow, has
this
been updated?
I think it's going down next year.
Yeah, the 3DS and the Wii U are shutting down in, I think,
it's like next
March?
Year. Yeah.
In March. They're just shutting them down.
Which is, you know...
It makes sense.
Just to say, well, the thing that sucks about that is the future of gaming. Mm-hmm. Like, those stores get shut down, and then how much stuff gets lost.
Yeah, because, like, you paid for these
games. Well, and I have a list of games I still want. Like, I want Kirby... Chibi Robo, or whatever it is, mm-hmm. Robo game. I want Luigi's Mansion, because I never did play it on the GameCube.
So what do you do? Like, it's if you've paid for a game that's digital only,
you can
do
still
you just plan
ahead?
Well, wow. For now.
Well, I'm not saying exactly. Once the store shut down, then you're tough out of luck if
well,
you didn't get it.
It depends. Generally what happens is they shut down the store, but it's still...
They still give you support in that they back up the game for you to download it. Because it knows you own it.
It's just the storefront's
but
down,
but
the server's still up.
How long is going to stay up? Oh. You know? How long will they offer
the
that?
The server's still there. It's just the storefront's gone. Mm. So you can re-download. But like David's saying, eventually there's a time where they turn that server off.
There's a time when they're like,
it's like,
well, the
gone.
3DS, we only have
so then
like,
you send a letter,
you know,
a snail mail to Nintendo and say, give me my game.
Yeah, they won't do anything.
that would help.
So that's why, I mean, that's where the physical cartridge is very satisfying. But even that, like most physical games these days, just have so much download to them.
Yeah. Well, one problem is like, especially on the Switch, is it gets more expensive to have the higher cartridge.
Yep.
I've given up on.
So developers are like, we'll just do like the cheaper 8 gig and then have you download like 20 gigs.
Because I like the option. See, so Breath of the Wild 2, when that comes out, I'm just going to call it that. When it comes out, I'm probably just going to get the digital because I'm going to want to play it and my kids are going
to
want
to
play it.
Yeah.
So we can both play it at the same time.
You don't have to fumble with the
cartridge. We don't have to share the cartridge and lose it and swallow it.
I'm actually probably going to do that with Splatoon 3 for my daughter because she wants that.
Because I know we're going to be fighting over
the
game.
And I'll just probably get the digital version. And if she wants to put it on her Switch, fine. But then if she switches her Switch to ours being the home for her, and we can both play it at the same
time. You can play it at the same time if it's a digital. There's some tweaking to that. We can talk about that in another one.
Yeah.
Did you want to talk about these NVIDIA price reduction and EVGA no more video cards?
If you want me to.
Well, it was
on
the list.
I kind of know a little bit about
this. Well, EVGA, they're a popular computer component. And
they're not going to make anymore?
Yeah, they've come out and said that they're done with NVIDIA.
Just because of parts. That's probably a
parts thing. Yeah, because NVIDIA's also been like, well, guys, technology is not going to get cheaper.
So they're out.
Yeah.
Kind of like Sega backed out of the hardware business.
So NVIDIA's like, since our stuff's not going to get cheaper anymore, just more expensive. Apparently, like, the new NVIDIA card's coming out, the low end's going to be like $900. The upper's going to be like $1,600.
That's as much as I want to spend on a computer.
Yep. So basically, a lot of people are saying, is, you know, EVGA saw that, and they're like, we're out.
Because I want to build my computer, but I don't want to spend more than... Even 400 on a video card.
Well, here's the thing. Jeez. Like, next computer I build, I'm going to try to build another one. Jake says he'll help me do it since I can't really see anymore.
Yeah.
But, like, I'll probably end up going AMD video cards.
I want to help you assemble it, too.
Yeah.
Don't give Jake all the fun.
Well, we have my old Windows 98.
Yeah,
PC
I'm
going to
help him reassemble
his
Windows.
You're going to reassemble for me? Because I can't see anymore.
Oh, I'm about to kick that over again.
Well, anyway, I guess... Should we get...
was that it?
We can wrap that up.
Yeah. Was the... I think
we
covered...
Oh, I did
covered.
Want to say one last thing.
Yeah.
We've been doing some recent releases of the PS5 that have been putting less copper in them and, like, cheaper components. But then,
the
price hiked.
Yeah.
So what Sony just did is they hiked up the price of their system in everywhere else but the U.S., basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then they reduced the cost on their end.
Mm-hmm.
So they just totally, like, inflated it and, like, made this, like... big profit margin for themselves. Yep, because it's pretty scummy.
Yeah, because they know people will pay for it. It's part of the reason why Nvidia is so expensive is cryptocurrency have caused those cards to go, you know,
yes,
so high, and Nvidia knows people will pay for it. So they're like, yeah, we'll put it out for 1600, and we know there's fools out there that'll just give us the money.
What I'm hopeful about these upgrades to the PS5 is, like, they've followed suit with every other version to make a slim. And, mm-hmm, and that's what I've told myself. I want to wait until they do a slim, because by then they work out a lot of the bugs. The game, the system might be cheaper, might not. I don't know. If I wait long enough, they usually put it onto a reduced rate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the PS4 was $200 with three games when I bought mine. So I'm like, eventually I want a PS5, but I've always told myself, I'll just wait for the slim, and then it can play PS4 games, you know, like, it just seems like that's inevitable, you know, it's going to come.
I heard there was a hack done on PS5 that was some hacker exploited a bug because of the PS4 games that run on it. That's where the exploit came from.
Maybe.
Have you heard about this?
It's backwards compatibility.
Yeah.
It's not really...
That, they found a bug there, and it's, like, open, so I think they are working on a patch, or maybe they already did patch it.
Mm-hmm.
Heard about it. I'd have to look that up more. But speaking of scummy businesses, I wanted to... we were talking about this at dinner, because the last company I worked for, I can talk smack about them now, so, you know, since I don't work for them anymore, but...
As long as it's not proprietary stuff, right?
It's out in the public. Oracle got fined $23 million.
Which is like nothing.
It's nothing for
them.
But it's just funny because you know what it's about? Bribing. Foreign contracting. You know? So like, it's funny because the reason it's funny is because we used to have to take anti-bribery like tests every year. That's saying that we wouldn't participate in any bribery stuff for the company. You know, like, Will you bribe these people to renew their contract or whatever?
Yeah.
And then they went and did it over and over again, apparently, with foreign contracts. I just find that so funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's like so hypocritical, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's just because there was probably some manager up, some upper manager was like,
it's probably not. I mean, it's somebody getting away with something.
Political correctness.
And it's, you know, different people are running different parts of the company. I get that. Like, so you know, the CEO may not have even known what was going on here. Maybe he did. Who knows? But I think it's just crazy. Like, $23 million. It's pocket change to them.
Yeah.
But to us, jeez.
Well, that was a fun podcast.
I think we covered everything, unless you have one last thing.
No, nope. I think that's good.
We kept it to what?
If we don't...
An hour, 2 minutes.
I'll start saving up my thoughts.
Over an hour.
So I can not forget.
Note them down.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
Yep, thanks for listening.
Bye.